following is a presentation of Crane's Chicago Business, delivered by your earbuds at WGN Radio.
I'm Amy Guth, and this is Crane's Daily Gist. Earlier today, the New York Times reported that one of two plants that produces the Boeing 787 Dreamliner has faced problems with production and oversight, and that those issues have caused a safety threat. The report comes as Boeing continues to face scrutiny over its 737 MAX jet. According to the report, faulty parts have been installed in some of the planes, and metal shavings were often left inside the jets. One technician said he routinely found debris dangerously close to wiring beneath the cockpits. So coming up, we're going to talk with Crane's Chicago Business law and manufacturing reporter Claire Bushey about this report and what it could mean for Boeing. That conversation, headlines, and more after a quick word from our sponsor. A Chicago-based institution, Wintrust Commercial Banking, provides area businesses with local decision-making and a personalized focus. With specialty services for specific industries and tools like treasury management, commercial lending, and wealth services, the dedicated team will support you and your business through every need. Wintrust Commercial Banking was built here in Chicago to serve Chicago businesses. Learn more about how they can help you achieve your business goals at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Kraft Heinz is bringing in a new CEO. Longtime Anheuser-Busch InBev executive Miguel Patricio will replace Bernardo Hees, who has led the company since it was created in a 2015 merger orchestrated by Warren Buffett and 3G Capital. The incoming CEO has been based in New York but will move to Chicago as he joins Kraft Heinz officially starting on July 1st. Kraft's shares gained on the news, jumping as much as 2.5% to $33.78 for the biggest intraday gain in a month. The shares had slipped 23% this year through Friday's close compared with a 16% gain in the S&P 500 index. Later this week, we'll hear from Crane's Chicago Business commercial real estate reporter Danny Ecker in depth about this next story, but here's the gist. Popular family-owned produce market Stanley's Fresh Fruit and Vegetables abruptly closed its doors this morning in a move that surprised both customers and employees, shuttering the Elston Avenue store where it's operated since 1967. A sign on the store window this morning notified shoppers that Stanley's was, quote, closed for remodeling and instructed employees to, quote, come Wednesday for your checks. But the store has in fact shut down, according to a CBRE senior vice president who has marketed the property to prospective buyers since last summer. The sudden closure also comes less than 2 weeks after City Council approved up to $1.3 billion in public subsidies to help Sterling Bay develop its $6 billion Lincoln Yards campus, which is planned on 55 acres of riverfront just steps from the front door of Stanley's. The developer won city zoning approval last month for the 14.5 million square foot mixed-use proposal. More on that story at chicagobusiness.com. Chicago's startup ShiftGig launched in 2012 as a professional social networking site for restaurant and hospitality workers. Then it morphed into a tech-enabled staffing firm. Now, it's selling off the staffing business to staffing companies LGC Hospitality and Headway Workforce Solutions. The remaining business, which will sell its software to recruiting and staffing companies, will have about 30 employees and be led by Rick Bowman, former CTO who became CEO last year. ShiftGig, which has raised a total of $56 million from investors, had about 70 employees before the acquisition, down from nearly double that at year-end and more than 200 workers when it raised $20 million in 2017. According to Chicago police, 21 people face criminal charges related to the apparent heist of at least 100 Mercedes-Benz vehicles operating as part of Car2Go's car-sharing fleet in the city. A police spokesperson said last week the investigation remains ongoing. The Chicago Police Department said Car2Go employees contacted them and said some of the company's vehicles may have been rented by deceptive means via the brand's mobile app. It remains unclear exactly how access and control of the cars was obtained, but as of Thursday evening, police said all the cars had been accounted for. Car2Go is in the midst of rebranding itself as ShareNow, part of a joint venture between Mercedes-Benz and BMW formed in February with a total of $1.1 billion in investments. The venture has five prongs, including electric charging use, ride-hailing, parking services, a smartphone-based routing service, and ShareNow, which covers short-term rental services. Currently, Car2Go serves seven markets in the U.S. In Chicago, it offers customers choices between Mercedes-Benz crossovers and cars, as well as smart microcars. Coming up, we'll check in with Crane's Chicago Business law and manufacturing reporter Claire Bushey about a new report on the production of a different Boeing jet, the 787 Dreamliner, and what that means for the company. That's right after this word from our sponsor. Wintrust Commercial Banking offers a full suite of financial resources designed to meet the needs of middle market businesses and larger companies. With comprehensive and personalized financial solutions coupled with bankers who get to know your industry's demands, Wintrust Commercial Banking is committed to providing the tools to help your business reach its strategic growth initiatives. You've got a vision for your business, and Wintrust Commercial Banking is here to help you see it through. Find out more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We're joined now by Crane's Chicago Business Law and Manufacturing reporter Claire Bushy, here to talk about a new report dealing with the production of a different Boeing jet, the 787 Dreamliner. Claire, welcome to the program. Glad to have you back.
Thanks very much.
Okay, so this report has come out. This is not the dream. This is not the jet, that we've been talking about, the 737 that has really caused a lot of issues at Boeing. This is a different one. And so what is this report showing today?
The New York Times report that was published on Saturday says that at Boeing's facility in South Carolina, the Dreamliner has been built with debris in it in certain cases, which is potentially dangerous because it can interfere with electrical systems in the plane. And these reports of shoddy production on a different Boeing jet, not the 737 MAX, obviously comes at a really sensitive time for the company because it is already being criticized for the safety of the MAX.
Indeed, this is really adding to Boeing's woes lately, that it seems like there's been a lot of speculation around how Boeing can recover from this, and certainly there's been a lot of conversation around the financial stake for Boeing right now, given how much they based their operating budget on the 737. Do you have a sense of if there's already some kind of financial impact of this report? I know it just came out over the weekend, but are we already seeing some reactions to this report?
I haven't seen any just yet. It's still really early days, but there will be some impact, particularly if airline customers who are very supportive of this jet, but if they become skittish, that could potentially have financial ramifications.
And so this report in particular is really dealing with one of two plants. This is one that is in South Carolina. Is there immediately, I'm assuming there's a lot of scrutiny on the other facility, or did it seem like it was confined to this one location, or is it, again, still too early to tell?
It largely seemed like it was confined to the South Carolina facility.
And has there been a response yet from Boeing today?
Boeing has criticized the reporting. They thought that the New York Times should not have run with the story, shockingly. They said that the Times had been invited to tour the South Carolina facility. However, the Times has responded that they received that offer on Friday and chose not to delay the Saturday publication date for the story.
And so, digging deeper into the report, was it about just oversight? Was it understaffing? Was it something about the culture of this particular plant? Was there any indication of really what this was about, of why there was this kind of oversight and like shoddy production that resulted in this report?
Well, the idea is just more of the same, that Boeing was pushing to make production faster. And so they were more willing to move forward when they should have paused and delayed because there were these manufacturing issues.
And have airlines started reacting to this? I know immediately after that second crash of the 737 MAX jet, I know when that happened after the Ethiopian Air crash, immediately a lot of airlines kind of started saying, hey, whoa, we need more information. Has this kind of re-upped that outcry from pilots or airlines that we saw after the questions started surfacing around the other jet?
No reaction from pilots so far. American Airlines, which is one of the companies named in the New York Times story, has reiterated that it stands by the safety of its planes.
And how did this report first come about? Was this a situation of whistleblowing? Was this supervisors or unions? Or how did this first come to be?
It's a combination of factors. The New York Times saw internal company emails They also looked at records from the Federal Aviation Administration, and they also looked at whistleblower lawsuits. There are several quality inspectors who aren't with the company anymore and say that they were retaliated against in some way because they had tried to draw attention to these problems. One of them that really stood out is a gentleman who was told that he should not be raising these issues in an email, that it should be done F2F, face-to-face.
Which certainly, implies there's a sense of we don't want this liability, I think, anytime you see something not wanting to be in an email, not wanting to be in writing, or refusal to, do that. That's such a hallmark of when we see perhaps less than ideal behavior from companies and from leadership and things like that. So what can we expect to see, over the next couple of days as this story? Or do we expect more response from Boeing or perhaps our airlines planning to weigh in, or what is your sense given your expertise in this area, Claire?
I expect that more airlines will say that they have confidence in the safety of their fleets. It should be pointed out the 787 has never had a crash, and it is an important jet for many airlines. And so, what else are they going to say?
Right. There was a bit of scrutiny, too. Or I shouldn't say scrutiny, but a bit of reaction on social media late last week, early into the weekend, when a Southwest executive really voiced a very bold kind of bit of confidence about Boeing, their line of aircraft. And it seemed, anecdotally anyway, on social media, a lot of people were like, yikes, that seems a little premature. What is your sense of and I realize I'm asking you to speculate a little bit, but in covering these kind of companies and these kind of crises, what's the kind of classic way to recover from something, a scandal this big that keeps getting bigger in the court of public opinion?
Well, no one says anything until they're pushed. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, no, wait, it's not fine, but it's old news. That to me is just sort of classic. And it appears to me that Boeing is following a similar trajectory. We saw Dennis Muilenburg give sort of the most close to apologetic remarks that he has given to date a little over a week ago. And that stands in stark contrast to what he said after the initial 737 MAX crash. So I think it is possible, not for sure, but possible that these reports of shoddy production at the plant in South Carolina, that there could be more to confirm these in the coming weeks and months, but that the company will be slow to acknowledge.
Yeah, always tricky when we see these very big stories that quickly spin into bigger things and more details start to emerge. And I'm sure a lot of stress happening at Boeing right now, but a lot of, there's so many paths and so many tentacles to this story that it is really a very fascinating one. And it really, I think, one we'll be talking about for quite a while, for sure. Well, we will keep turning to you for the latest. Thanks so much for being with us, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
Until tomorrow, that's all for Crane's Daily Gist. Thank you to producer Haima Black. Find analysis, breaking news, data, and lots more at chicagobusiness.com, and find me on Twitter as @AmyGuth, and let's continue the conversation.